98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Bickley and Marotta.
Handing out the hardware.
Hardware is our version of the award show. We do it on Monday mornings. It's brought to you by our friends at Revitalize. Make changes that can last a lifetime. Join the Bickley and Marotta revolution with Revitalize. 480-435-3557 or online at revitalizeweightloss.com. What do you got, Bick?
All right, my first award, Vinny, is the gift that won't stop giving, and I'm giving it to Antonio Brown, who his next target on social media has been none other than Tom Brady. And this stuff was kind of interesting to me because as a critic of Tom Brady over the past, and I think Jared's kind of aligned himself with me on this, Tom Brady, I think, needs a lot of weapons around him. And that's exactly what Antonio Brown said in a couple of different ways. He said Tom Brady was his friend only because Antonio Brown is a good football player and he needed him. And he basically said that Tom Brady can't do bleep without players around him.
Antonio Brown also said, if Tom Brady's such a good friend of mine, how come I wasn't making any money and everybody else was making so much money?
Remember once upon a time Antonio Brown had $30 million on the table
from
the Raiders?
Oh, remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And he couldn't find a helmet that he liked, so.
Yeah, it's true.
He is.
That's true.
He is.
He's the worst.
The worst. This is not an award, but I had some free time over the weekend again. I spent 20 minutes listening to a WFAN interview that Craig Carton and Evan Roberts did with the woman who went to Antonio Brown's hotel room the night before the Jets game.
Oh. Okay.
20 minutes they gave her.
Wow.
And it wasn't all that family friendly, if you know what I'm talking about.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. No, yeah.
My first award is the Have Yourself a Night Award. And I'm giving it to Fred VanVleet of the Raptors back on Friday. Against a bunch of guys in Utah uniforms, Van Vliet had his first career triple-double, 37-10-10. Raptors win the game. In the third quarter, Van Vliet became just the sixth player in the last 25 years to have 24 or more points in a single quarter without missing a field goal or a free throw attempt. He went 8-for-8 from the floor, 3-for-3 from three-point range, and 5-for-5 from the free throw line. He joins Steph Curry, Dennis Schroeder, James Harden, Klay Thompson, and Kobe Bryant as the players who have accomplished that. And by the way, the Suns get him tomorrow. Van Vliet's one of the hottest players in the league right now, playing really good basketball. Yeah. So that'll be a tough one for the Suns.
The Don't Tell Jared Award. Shut up, Jared. I'm giving to Peter O'Brien. Remember him, Jared?
Woo!
Peter O'Brien. What did he do now?
Nay, who did who?
Did you hear what Peter O'Brien did last night?
Peter O'Brien came up with what some people are calling the catch of the year in the Dominican Republic. In right field, he went running towards a fly ball, and he slid into the wall. And while he did it, he caught it, and he lost his hat. And he revealed a beautiful head of hair, Jarrett.
I did see this.
I broke the rule that your award. I sent it to Jared.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, on Twitter. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a good play. I sent it mostly because of the play-by-play announcers that were doing the game were so into the Peter O'Brien name that it was a great highlight. Now, it was a good catch, though. He's still toiling. He's still at it, that Peter O'Brien. My next award is the Thin Skin Award. I'm giving it to, this is probably a week late, but I'm glad I waited, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball. I might not have a job because I'm saying this, but Rob Manfred has the thinnest skin in the world. Last week, it was revealed that Ken Rosenthal was let go from MLB Network because he was critical of Rob Manfred.
Uh-huh.
So Manfred had him fired, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Le Batard, who used to be with ESPN, now doing his own thing. On his podcast, he said that in 2017, they did what they call the worst interview in sports radio history with a commissioner, with Rob Manfred. And listen to this.
We caught him saying some things that we could prove factually through documentation were not true. And in doing that interview, what happened after that, ESPN defended us a hell of a lot better than MLB Network defended Ken Rosenthal. And MLB Network is a propaganda arm. NFL Network is a propaganda arm. There are things that will not be discussed on those propaganda arms because they are not independent entities. A commissioner if Rob Manfred could have gotten me fired at ESPN, he would have.
Tried to, but ESPN came to the defense of Dan Le Batard. Rob Manfred is just a national treasure, isn't he?
Isn't he the best?
Ugh. Ugh.
Oh, that is just...
Feel good about baseball season rolling around that time?
Yeah, I know.
We're only about a month away from pitchers and catchers not reporting.
And that is true. They will definitely not be reporting, right? The Moron of the Week award I'm giving to Giants head coach Joe Judge, whom ever since he received a vote of confidence 3 weeks ago, has been doing one insane thing after another. Yesterday on 3rd and 9 from his own 4.5, he ran a quarterback sneak. On 3rd and 9.
With a formation that told everybody on planet Earth that's what they were doing.
That's all they were doing.
It was a tight formation. There were three players behind the quarterback.
To do what? To push the quarterback for an additional 6 inches.
It is. Got a yard and a half.
9:39 a.m. on Monday, January 10th. We've had a list of coaches fired, and Joe Judge is not on that list.
Yeah,
I don't know what the Giants are doing.
How about that?
I had a Giants-related award, too, and I know they don't have their starting quarterback, Daniel Jones, but my award was the Thou Shalt Not Pass Award. And I'm giving it to the Giants. Over the last 2 weeks, their quarterbacks, Mike Glennon and Jake Fromm, State Farm. See what I did there?
I did see what he did there.
77 net yards passing in a two-game stretch. Now, on the flip side of that, Joe Burrow, a couple weeks ago, had almost 1,000 yards passing over a two-game stretch. The Giants as a team had 77 net yards passing. To your point on that play call,
mm-hmm.
I pulled this quote from Joe Judge and his introductory press conference. He said, quote, "We're going to put a product on the field that the people of this city and region are going to be proud of because this team will represent this area. We will play fast. We will play downhill. We will play aggressive. We will punch you in the nose for 60 minutes. We will play every play like it has a history and a life of its own with a relentless competitive attitude."
What a joke. I saw that. I actually listened to that clip yesterday, and I thought it's amazing how confident and alpha coaches start before the losing begins.
Yeah, we can face it now. Interviewing for a head coaching job and coaching a pro football team are two entirely different things.
Oh, you can say that again. And when things kind of spin away from you as a football team,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly. Got anything else, Vinny?
I got one more.
All right, go ahead.
The Finger on the Nation's Pulse Award. I'm giving it to ESPN. They've finally given baseball fans a break by switching up their Sunday night baseball broadcasting booth. And Alex Rodriguez is no longer part of it. But in their infinite wisdom, ESPN is giving A-Rod and Yankees announcer Michael Kay their own version of the Manning Cast, an alternate broadcast of their Sunday night baseball offering. How in the world do these highly paid network executives not realize that absolutely nobody wants that?
Right.
The Manning Cast is not a thing because of the concept.
Because
it's,
of the
it's
Mannings.
It's a thing because of the personalities.
Right.
Peyton and Eli on an alternate broadcast is perfect because they've got experience, insight, humor, and a bunch of friends across football and beyond.
Uh-huh.
A-Rod has one of four
in
those categories.
And experience,
didn't help him as an analyst.
And because the Manning brothers are brothers, and that's very relatable to have two different personalities as brothers getting into one another. And then you've got the goofy, hayseed nature of Eli and the real sarcastic, biting, funny nature of Peyton. That's why it works.
Nobody wants more Alex Rodriguez in any form.
No,
go own
zero.
The Minnesota Timberwolves and leave us alone.
Right.